You would think being above the floodplain would make your museum safe, but that proved not to be true at the Midland, Michigan Center for the Arts, as President and CEO Terry Trotter found out when she returned to the site for the first time last week.
What I saw 3 days ago was nothing but slippery, wet mud.
Early last week, two dams just northwest of Midland failed. Homes, businesses, and the Art Center were damaged. Today, when we reached Terry Trotter, her facility was still a mess.
Mud everywhere. I see dried mud across the sidewalk that's been now dried in a mosaic pattern, leading into fresh mud.
Midland Center for the Arts is a cultural complex. There's an old Victorian home, a carriage house, and a blacksmith shop. Theaters, too, and museums dedicated to history, science, and art. All weekend long, community volunteers help chip away at the mess, stripping damp drywall and carpet.
But Trotter says the big concern was rescuing waterlogged court records and artifacts and photographs before they began to mold.
When documents get wet, the opportunity that you have to preserve them is to get them frozen.
Yes, frozen. Later, when you thaw them out carefully in a freeze-drying process. So volunteers lugged box after box of wet papers to waiting freezer trucks.
We had 120 volunteers here on site Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So it was really an amazing mobilization effort.
And that work is almost done. And the center, which deals with history, isn't going to let the current situation slip by without recording some of it.
We've been doing some oral histories of what's happening in Midland County as a result of COVID. Now we're expanding that to what's happening in Midland County as a result of the 500-year flood during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Terry Trotter of the Midland, Michigan Center for the Arts, preserving history, past and present.